me something. I came up with hair of her.
I can't give you bronchitis. That's not a gift I can give you. I'm Jay, by the way.
And I'm well known. I think people know me.
High five. Woo! But also, I didn't give you bronchitis.
I know.
It's your allergies. Welcome to Maryland.
I know.
Goodness. I'm trying to say I gave you bronchitis. That's not
all right. So it's a horrible sinus strain that's now in my tooth. And she has bronchitis.
Again, you guys, less exciting, but not.
wait, Jay, you have bronchitis?
Yes. Okay. That's our wonderful guest over there.
Yeah, he's chatting in. That's his thing. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm coming.
So he's the radio host of his own stuff.
I know, right?
That's amazing. But we got 2 for the 15 in our thought, ladies.
Okay, well, no, what did you have?
Allergies. My allergies just came down and drained from, like, and then in my whole, like, gums and everything, so now I have a small toothache. It's
fun. We're looking bedraggled in the women's cave, you guys. We are bedraggled.
Yes.
That's a word, right?
I like that word. It's not a should be.
We are bedraggled. We are here for you guys and our wonderful guests. But first, we have to hear about our books. Plug away, right? So,
look.
We are two of the few and I thought ladies. But, you know, the masters of the woman cave, Jade and Wilmona. Yes, I'm claiming it all together. Medicine is a thing. So, we wrote these wonderful books. And I thought divorce was bad, but other life lessons. And I thought being grown up was easy. And I thought I could juggle it all. And I thought I did my journey alone. And I thought I had it all figured out. A fiction episode one. Yes, oh Hollywood, if you're out there, we'll only would like to be more famous. Because that's how I feel like it today. And the Lord book. I do feel I let you have it, but so many you guys know. Just go ahead.
That's the workbook you talked about.
Yes, and the workbook, and then all these other wonderful things like the flask and everything else. Everything can be found on andwethought.com. You can go to the store section, hit the merchandise thing. It's wonderful. And one day, I'm actually going to order my own coffee, but that's amazing. And then go to the ladies page while you're on andwethought.com. Go to the bottom and see the charities that we proudly support. And all of that, also, our books are available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. But you guys on here. Oh, yes, and our television show, Just Right in Life.
On channel 18 in Sacramento and on streamed after that on Amazon.com.
So, that's exciting. But you guys aren't here to hear about us and our news. Duh. You're here to hear from our wonderful guests.
Tell them any news.
Wonderful guests. I told them I have bronchitis. That's me. Okay. Wonderful guests. Would you like to introduce yourself?
All right. Hello to all the listeners and viewers of the Women's Cave. I am F. Kenneth Keller. I'm a self-published author, creator, owner of Some Unique Magazine. I do a little freelancing, not as much as I used to. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I think 4 or 5 self-published books. I'm actually working on a new one right now. And I also host a show on Blog Talk Radio called Books Jazz Coffee Smoke. Every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, check us out. And these two were just on the show, not last week, the week before.
Yes.
So, yeah. We had a blast having, it was supposed to be we, but KG definitely had my co-host. He was a little bit under the weather that night. But I had a blast talking to you guys. You are hilarious.
Well, thank you for saying so, and I think that maybe our viewers agree.
Maybe.
They keep coming back, so maybe our beautiful voices are back. And a little scarred by
I was like, my beautiful voice?
But Mr. Taylor, how did you go from writing books to writing a magazine? Editor of a magazine, my bad, not writing. Yes.
Well, I have written for a couple of online magazines, and, you know, writers will always have issues with editors, you know.
Winona hates editors.
You kind of see where this is going in. But, yeah, basically, I'm not going to mention a name, for the magazine. I was writing for this magazine. I kept, you know, editor kept asking me, correct this, correct that. I kept sending stuff back, whatever. He's like, no, it's not good enough. Finally, I just said, to hell with it. I'm doing my own thing. And that's how it started. But it is a difference because with writing a book, okay, you can kind of map things out. You know, and it might be one time, even if it's a sequel, you know, here's the storyline. It starts like this. It climbs to that. It ends. It's going to end like this. The magazine is a little bit different. It's something that's reoccurring, like in my case, every month. And then every month, I have to make sure the writers have all their articles in. I have to make sure those articles have been edited. I have to figure out how everything's, the page is going to be laid out. And is this month's issue going to have a theme to it? And it's like, But I like doing it because I've been able to work with writers all over the world, man, and help some other local authors, like help them start getting established and whatnot. So that's pretty cool.
So cool.
I like it. Pretty cool.
Do you have just an online magazine, or do you have a print as well?
Right now is primarily online. I am working to get it into print. The problem I've been having was finding, I don't know if you want to say a site or a program or a software that would allow me to create it online or build or create like a monthly issue online and also print it the same way. Like a lot of, I've come across several sites where I can build a monthly issue each month, but there's no print option. If I take it like somewhere over here, let's say for example, like Lulu or CreateSpace, then it might not print up the same as it was created, you know? So, but I thought about that. So that's something I'm really working on, finding a way to get into print. smoke, we smoke, nothing illegal. I always have to clarify that. So, I mean, it's pretty much the title pretty much defines who we are, Bush, Jazz, Coffee, and Smoke. And as you've seen, I've been drinking coffee since the interview started.
Absolutely,
okay, because I was going to say the only thing that could make that better would be like bourbon, jazz, coffee, and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Why? I'm not
really a smoker, so yeah.
But it's still a cool name.
Exactly.
Thank you.
While we're
on the subject, I have to mention, we've grown from just Bush, Jazz, Coffee, and Smoke, which is Live Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Central Time. KG also has his own show, which is KG's Thoughts for the Moment. You guys can catch it on Blog Talk Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And our newest show is Leonella's Rites of Passage. Fridays, 7 p.m. We're putting together an invitation-only Arthur event, St. Louis Arthur event concerts. Not enough of those.
In the mail. Yeah, I'm looking forward to my album. I'm so glad it's already in the mail. I'm excited.
What I'm wearing.
I'm so excited.
It's kind of, it's a lot. It's a lot in the works.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
hey, we forgot to say something.
No, wait. No, so the one final question is, where can people find you online? I mean, you already said it, but say it one more time, just in case, you know, there was...
I am everywhere. You can, Facebook, Twitter, is that a flask?
Yes, because we are the best. Woman's cave.
That's so cute. No, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus. But you can Google my name, F. Kenneth Taylor. Or some unique magazines. Some unique magazines everywhere also. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus, Black Talk Radio.
Hanging with the web. Awesome.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Garrett and those guys, the Hanging With Web show. Yep. So, I'm not hard to find.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Taylor, for coming on.
Yes.
Wait. Our website, www.someuniquemag.com.
Awesome. Thank you,
Mr. Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Taylor, for coming on.
I know our show isn't like 2 hours long. We get to chat and have lovely conversations. It's only like 15 minutes.
I know. We like to keep it brief.
Yeah. Anyway, Jay, did you want to wrap us up or should I say what we forgot?
Yeah, say what we forgot.
So, you guys, we have the Inspirational Women in Literature, Media, and Journalism Conference coming up March 17th, 2018. This is a hybrid conference, and you can attend in person in Sacramento, California at Sacramento State.
Or you can join us online.
Yeah. From anywhere in the world.
In your pajamas, drinking your coffee. And or, hey, it's Saturday, day drinking, whatever you like to eat.
You on day drinking for shit.
Anyway. But your virtual, though, we won't know. I'm just saying. But I'm Jade.
And I'm Winona.
The Woman Cave
Makers. It's exciting.
And you can find all of our books and everything on andwethought.com. Just remember, you guys, that wisdom is all around you.
If you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys. But Winona with the no nail polished nails.
And Jade. Bye-bye.